You are listening to the world broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, the Muslim American spokesman for human salvation. And now, Imam W. Dean Muhammad. See and hear Imam W. Dean Muhammad like you've never seen him before. Now on a new TV program on WJYS-TV Channel 62, covering all of Chicagoland. Join Imam Muhammad and his special guests every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. for 1 hour of enlightening and informative topics by the Muslim American spokesman for all humanity. Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Invite your family, friends, and neighbors to tune your UHF television set to WJYS-TV, Channel 62, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and enjoy the words of wisdom by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. It's a new day, and it's a new TV program by W. Dean Muhammad. Pass it on. See W. Dean Muhammad on WJYS-TV Channel 62 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. all over Chicagoland. That's WJYS-TV Channel 62. The following is part one of a lecture by Imam W. Dean Muhammad entitled Religion, Business, and Race, recorded in Newark, New Jersey on July 18, 1992.
Dear beloved believers, Muslims, honorable people all, Assalamu alaikum. We praise God, who is Lord of all the world, the creator of all of us. We praise Him and depend on Him for guidance. We ask His forgiveness for our shortcomings, our sins, for our errors. We put our complete trust in Him. We depend completely on Almighty God. And we give the best salute to the last prophet Muhammad, his messenger and his servant, and what follows of that traditional salutation or salute to Muhammad the prophet, to whom the Quran was revealed about 1400 and a few years ago. On the peninsula called Arabia now, and in the city that we all know as the sacred city of Mecca, and who triumphed with God's guidance, the Quran, and His excellence that God had created him with, His human excellence, to see the savage peninsula of Arabia, which was then occupied by warring factions, tribes, each boasting in its own resources and in its own life. Our prophet, the peace and the blessings be on him, the prayers and the peace be on him, he triumphed there with the Quran and his human excellence, triumphed there to see that whole peninsula change from a peninsula of what we call dark age people, people of Jahiliyyah, and to what we know today as Muslim community, Muslim society, a peninsula where Islam is the way of life. And thereafter, as you are aware, the message of al-Islam, or the message of Islam, went into Europe, into the Far East, and now after 14 centuries, this religion is practiced by people all around the world. In Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America, in the islands, everywhere. It is important for Muslims to know the history of Muslims following the advent of Muhammad the Prophet, his prophethood. It is very important for us to know that history. Some think of Muslims only in the context of black people. This has occurred in America, in North America, in the United States. We know that most people who have any knowledge of Islam outside of America, they know of international Islam or international Ummah, international Muslim society. We are going to address religion, business, and race in the Muslim eyes. How are we to see religion, business, and race? Religion for Muslims is a way of life evolved upon human life. Human life. When God Almighty says in the holy book of the Muslims, the Quran, our Bible, if I can use that word, Biblio, is Bible, means book. According to the word of Allah in the Quran, our holy book, the book for all Muslims, wherever we are on this earth, Allah Most High treats or addresses the human being in a way to make us understand how we should perceive the human being. And in my opinion, the human being in the Muslim view, and that is, as God has revealed the human being in the Quran, that should be the Muslim view. The human being in the Muslim view inspires so much hope in me, so much confidence in me, in myself. Confidence in myself. It inspires so much confidence in me that just thinking on it puts me in another high. H-I-G-H. It does. This is not to imply a competition with any other religion. No, that's not my spirit. That's not my desire. God knows that in my heart, I wish I never had an occasion to be in conflict with anybody. That's my heart. But sometimes we have to be in conflict with somebody. Now, a few things that are revealed in the Quran, I would like to bring to your attention, that I see as most important for us in understanding what religion is. First of all, if we understand Quran, what Allah is saying about religion and human beings, we understand this, that religion is an outgrowth of the human life. Religion is the outgrowth, an outgrowth of human life. Religion is a way of life evolved upon or out from human life. This religion in the Quran is called Deen al-Fitra. Now let's understand Fitra. The verb form is Fattara. Fattara. Fattara means to originate something, to bring something about for the first time. But if we understand the word Fattara, it means to bring something about in your awareness or in your conscience for the first time. Doesn't mean that it didn't exist before, but for you to become aware of it for the first time. So this Deen al-Fitrah is something that we become aware of for the first time. But it was already in human creation when God created the human being. Human life requires that humans grow in human excellence. Human excellence. Now you might say, well, if I'm a human being, how can I grow in any other kind of excellence except human excellence? No, you can. A human being is free, a free spirit and a free mind. The human being can grow in dog excellence. You can grow in pig hog excellence. You can choose whatever excellence you want to grow in. You can grow in that. You can be an excellent monkey. Or whatever. Or snake. You know, there was a philosopher who once said, in the human being is every creature that exists. A philosopher said that, and I mean he goes back to ancient times. I believe it was Zeno, I'm not sure. Now, if we can understand that, and God says, He fatara, Deen al-Fitra, al-Laki, fatara, al-Nas, alayha. That this is the religion of originality. Fitra, originality. Which God fashioned or patterned man upon. So we already had this originality in us when God created us. Then He patterned us upon a pattern that He created us with. And that patterning us is not the patterning of one man. While Muhammad was growing with the revelation, he was not the only one growing. He was expressing it to others, and they were growing together. And when it grew and became visible, we couldn't see it as one man. We saw it as a community. So it is saying to us that God evolved out of one person, out of one person that is typical of the whole people, whole humanity, black, brown, yellow, red, yes, and white folks. Yes, typical of something common to all of them. He evolved that, and when he evolved it as a community. So he is ummatan wahida. One community evolved upon nafsan wahida. And God says, that He created you nafsan wahida, one person. Wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, and created it from it. I didn't say him. And created from it its mate. And then spread from wabatha, and spread from them too many men and women of all colors. Now, humans are born with a capacity for earning the greatest station or position in creation. This is what I mean. It gives me a second high. Gives me another high. And I came in here high. I did. When they told me you all were here and waiting, I got high. Created for the greatest station or position in creation. Now, this is not to say we have the greatest station or position. No. Some of us may be in the lowest state because God says, because of this free will, this free spirit, this free will, this freedom of thought, the freedom to choose that He have created us with, we can choose that is higher than us at the time of our beginning and growth, or we can choose that as equal to us, or we can choose that is beneath us. And many, because of circumstances, will choose to imitate and to grow into a form, a mold, or an image of themselves that is really beneath what God created. Beneath. terribly beneath what God created them to be. We are talking about the common human essence, the common human person, in its excellence. We cannot have this high position without Allah revealing it through the human heart.
We'll be right back after these brief announcements. The Sensemaker presents Al-Islam, Unity and Leadership by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. This new book is must-reading for everyone, which gives a concise and historical understanding of Al-Islam. Imam Muhammad's new book is filled with photos and graphics and words of wisdom that appeals to common sense. Al-Islam, Unity and Leadership by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Order your copy by sending a check or money order for $7.95 plus $1.50 shipping and handling to The Sensemaker, care of the Muslim Journal, 910 West Van Buren, Suite 100, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. That's The Sensemaker, care of the Muslim Journal, 910 West Van Buren, Suite 100, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. For more information and wholesale rates, call 312-243-7600. That's 312-243-7600. Get this dynamic new book from Imam W. Dean Muhammad, The Sensemaker. Thank you for your continued support for Imam W. Dean Muhammad's ministry and this radio broadcast. Your contributions are sincerely appreciated. Send your donations to the Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. That's the Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. Thank you. And now we return to Imam W. Dean Muhammad.
And Allah says of Muhammad that he revealed it, or he sent it down upon his heart. Upon his heart. We have the capacity to receive revelation from Allah, from God Most High, through our human heart. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and the peace be on him, he said, those who are of good behavior were of good behavior before. Please listen to this saying of the Prophet. Those who are of good behavior, they were of good behavior before. It was a select few that joined Muhammad the Prophet. May God be pleased with them, radiallahu anhum, may God be pleased with them, who joined the Prophet and gave the leadership to the many. And that's how the many became Muslims. It was a select few. Men like Abu Bakr as Siddiq, the first Khalif after Muhammad. Men like Omar, men like Ali, men like Uthman, and a few others. They were the ones who formed the leadership, a select few who formed the leadership to attract, they were the nucleus ummah, to attract the many to them. They were men of great character before they became Muslims. Now, when I became aware of that saying of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace, prayers, and peace be on him, when I became aware of it, it really generated a lot of activity in my soul and mind. Because right away, I could see the same thing had occurred here in America. I could see that the best people supporting me were the best people supporting my father, Elijah Muhammad. Yes, that's what I could see. Now, that would be the exception, but I mean, on the whole, you will find that most of the people who were sincere, faithful, loyal, not following on of Elijah Muhammad because they were selfish and just wanted something for themselves individually, but they were following the honorable Elijah Muhammad because they wanted something for their people collectively and because they wanted to please a God. They didn't know God. None of us know God until God reveals himself to us through the Quran or some other way. We can read the Quran and not know God. You have to have a heart ready to receive God and know God. So we didn't know God. None of us can brag about what we knew. Well, none of us. But once the ones with the right hearts came and heard the right reading from the Quran, then they knew God. Praise be to Allah. Doesn't mean that God wasn't with them before. In this religion, matters are judged by intent. So if we intended to be right, then we are judged by intent, and God rewards us just as though we saw him correctly. Oh, yes. Now, look how Moses was rewarded. He was rewarded to be called to the mountain, and then was rewarded to be brought up in the mountain, and then told, "You're not perceiving me right, Moses." And sent back down to heal the valley. Yeah, see, so there's a lot of little small things that are so big, we miss them. Little small things, we miss them. I'm happy to see you all. Yeah, I see some faces out there, I'm telling you. I haven't seen you in a little while, and I didn't expect to see you here. You're all right with me. Praise be to Allah. Religion is purity. See, you can have a pure intent. It doesn't mean your mind is right, but your intent is right. Religion is purity, and the prophet said purity of intention. Before we start any ritual in Islam, we begin it with what? Inniyah. Inniyah. The purity of intention. So the purity of intention is what makes a conscious Muslim without guidance. Without guidance. He's a conscious Muslim. Meaning without guidance in Islam. Proper guidance in Islam. His intention is pure, so he is not only a Muslim by nature, he is a conscious Muslim. But once he receives Quran and knows the way of our prophet, the sunnah of our prophet, then he becomes a proper Muslim in that context, a proper Muslim. Meaning he becomes the complete Muslim. The complete Muslim. And believe me, completion can't come without Quran and the sunnah of the prophet, or the way of the prophet. We have to have it. To understand the Quran, you have to understand the way of the prophet. You have to know something about Prophet Muhammad. And to understand Muhammad the Prophet, you have to know something about Quran. Let me go back now and see, can we sum this up on religion? How we are to view religion. I have said so far that religion is a way of life evolved upon or out from human life. And I have said, or I have implied, that this growth is the growth of excellence. It is the line of excellence in human life. There's a line of excellence. There's an aim for excellence in human life. It starts when the baby is born into this world. In fact, before the baby is born into this world, when the baby is nothing but a drop forming in the mother, that drop is moving toward excellence. That drop is more excellent after 30 days than it was on the first day. More excellent after 90 days than it was after the first day. More excellent after 6 months than it was 3 months. More excellent after seven or eight months than it was in the sixth month. More excellent. The gravy is growing into more and more excellence. And every baby born is born in heaven. No baby is ever born in hell. Might be born in the circle of hell, but in the baby's sphere, there is nothing but heaven. until we penetrate it. Now, I'm not talking about defective birth. That's another thing. And not only religion, but now science is telling us that most of what we call defects, birth defects, they come about because of defects in human beings' choices and behavior and selection of environment. Yes. Not only religion, but science is saying this too. And I have also said that we have states of Muslim. The original state of Muslim is what God created. That is the aim in our nature, the aim in our form, matter, form, our creation, to move toward better and better, to grow from simpler to more complex, to grow from inferior to stronger, to better, to grow from weaker to stronger, to grow from ignorance to knowledge. And I could go on and on and on. That's a natural line of progress clocked into the nature of every human being. Now tell me, what is the definition of a human being? And if in our religion, the definition of a human being is Khalifa. Khalifa. Meaning that he is created for a station wherein he accepts responsibility not only for himself, but for his society. Not only for the human society, but God has given him a station in creation a bit above the others, even the angels by degree. So he is to accept responsibility for the total environment. For the total environment. And Allah said that in the Quran. I'm not here to teach you the Bible, but I can show you the saying also in the Bible. Allah says that in the Quran, and we see it today a reality. We see the spirit of human beings on earth today threatened by survival. They are asking that human beings, society, civilized governments, accept responsibility for the total environment, for the ozone layer high above our heads in the sky, for the trees and all the plants, for the life in the water and out of the water. They are asking that we accept responsibility for the well-being or for the welfare of the total environment of all life, not just our own. Why? Because ours is threatened. Now that's selfish, we may say. But God, he inspired us to accept that responsibility, not because our survival is threatened, but because it is the honorable station he created us for. And brothers, when you talk about Khalif, that God made us to be Khalif, and isn't that what he made us to be? You who understand Quran, you who read the Quran, you know that that's what he created us to be. Our identity is Khalifa. If it wasn't Khalifa, he wouldn't have told the angels, I am going to create a Khalifa on earth. That's our identity. Yes, now, brothers, just like Allah, when Allah says he created the man, and then from the man he created woman, and then later he comes back and says he created you one from another to take the big-headedness away. He created you one from another, and then gave us a sign, Mary, peace be upon her, that a man, a male, comes from her and no male touched her. Take the big-headedness away from us. Huh? You may say, Brother Imam, why are you dwelling on these things to give us how Muslims ought to understand religion? Because religion and man are one in the same. If you perceive man correctly, you will perceive religion correctly. Because it is the life evolved upon the human life that God intended for us when he created the human person. Person singular. And plural.
You've been listening to the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad. You are cordially invited to visit your local masjid or Islamic center for Friday Jumu'ah and Sunday Taaleem. Check the Muslim Journal newspaper for the dates and time in your area. Tune in again for the world broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Thank you for listening.
Tune in next week to the public broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman for human salvation. For books, tapes, and videos, call or write WDM Publication. Call 1-708-862-7733 or write Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. Thanks for listening.